Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, listeners, it's one of the favourite moments of my show, the Community Gems segment. And this is where I get to talk to amazing individuals and charities around New Zealand who are doing just incredible, heartwarming and important work. And the next guest I have has actually been suggested to me by a listener. So I'm saying that as an encouragement to other listeners. Let me know of great charities. But this was put to me. It's called Woven Earth. And so I have Karen Thrupp, who's the CEO and founder of Woven Earth, joining me now. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm just going to start with the big question. What is Woven Earth?
Essentially, Woven Earth is a charity that furnishes homes and lives for people and children who have experienced family violence and are looking to rebuild their lives.
Look, in and of itself, that's incredible, because we know New Zealand is it one of the worst countries in the world, or the OECD?
OECD, yeah, for family violence. And I think a lot of people, you know, think about the act of violence, and we hear so much in the media about the actual act of violence, but when people don't really think about what happens after people leave. And so this is where Woven Earth has come in. This is about, they have fled from violence and they're trying to rebuild their lives, and setting up a home is such a critical part. I mean, we all go back to our houses at the end of every day, but these families, if they're in an empty house, it makes the journey to escape, and it often is a precursor to sending people back. So we step in and furnish the house in entirety. And I say to people, people go, oh, what do you take? And I say, it's probably easier to say what we don't take, which is we don't do curtains. Everything else we do.
Okay, we'll send the curtains to the SPCA. I think they like curtains and towels. Okay. Well, you've highlighted something quite important there. As you say, I think a lot of us, and I'm probably included, you think of the horror that's family violence, and people find refuge, a temporary place to be safe, hopefully. But then they try to move on with their lives. So obviously these families, often I suspect mums and children predominantly, but not exclusively, will find a new home. So again, just to tease it out, Woven Earth, you step in and go, well, actually, how do you find these families? And then you say you furnish them. So this is everything from furniture, I imagine, to toys, and yes, maybe just fill that out a bit for us.
Everything in between. So we work with different family violence agencies across the whole of Auckland. So I say Warkworth to Pukekohe and a little bit beyond. So an agency is like the police family harm teams is one agency. Victim support, Shine, different refuges. But we have 53 now. We've been going 5 years. This week is 5 years of Woven Earth since I started it.
Gosh, 5 years.
Yeah, and we started with one agency, Shine, and now, 53 agencies referring in to me of families. So it's families that they've been working with. And then when the family finds a home and they are definitely on that next stage of their life to rebuild it, the agency will call us and say, hey, look, this family, they don't have anything, or they've only got a couple of things. They'll be going into an empty house. Can you help them? And we take the agencies, do the filtering for us, and that's when we step in and say, absolutely, but we don't say, what do they need furniture-wise? We say, what do they need for everything? Like, what are their favourite colours? What are their interests and hobbies? And what have they left behind as part of this journey? Because that's where we're furnishing lives and saying we're going to give them a home just for them.
Yeah, it's one of the things, as I did a bit of my research before this interview, it's quite a personal thing you're doing. As you say, it's not just turning up with, you know, a washing machine, dryer, an iron and four chairs. It's actually going, we want to create a home. And that's more than just, I'm going to probably struggle to articulate this right, it's not more than just simply a thing. It's a thing that's actually being thought about for that family. Yeah. So do you talk about the agencies, but do you then go and, I don't know, it's probably the wrong word, but have a consultation, talk to the family and hear from them, and then go back to your supplies? Is that how it works?
Yeah, look, sometimes, but more often than not, I say to the social worker or the agency, look, they've got the relationship with you, let's take the stress off them, but you do need to come back to me with a lot more information than just a bed. That person is a person. So that's where I say, often that standard response, when people give help to someone who needs it is, oh, this is what we do and this is just what we give. Whereas I say, we notice people here and we notice that they are an individual, even an unborn child gets noticed here. So I want to know who they are as people and hobbies and interests and favorite colors, because that's the stuff that we're really going to make them feel valued and raise their dignity and give them an incredible opportunity to probably, some cases, once in their life, feel noticed and seen and supported in who they are as people. So like when we do a, you know, a bedroom, I say to my team here, I've got a beautiful team of volunteers, about 25 women every week show up at this depot in Silverdale, and they, I say, shop for a family. So they just don't know, they know that an age and a gender, but they know all this other information. Like yesterday we shopped for a little three-year-old boy who loved superheroes. It's a standard theme for three-year-old boys, but superheroes and cars, and we knew what his favorite color was, and we knew, then we just start to layer his life so he gets a bedroom that he's going to fall in love with. Yeah. So we do, you know, on top of that, we do the practical stuff of a fridge and a washing machine and home furnishings. We give, there's a lovely local lady, Jane, who bakes for us. Every Monday she turns up with fresh baking and a fruit bowl for every family. So it's all this smaller details, I think, that really matter to make people feel seen and heard and to be able to create a beautiful home.
Well, says me, who's really just a voice and effectively, to this point, a random stranger, I think you've nailed it. Things are amazing in themselves. Of course we need them, but it's that care and love and interest in the person. And if I could say it this way, triply so after all they've been through. So clearly you have, would it be fair to say you have like a warehouse of goods, people are donating goods to you that you can access?
Yeah, we've got... we've actually got two warehouses, and luckily just recently they're now side by side, which makes life easier. But one is for furniture, so and the other one is for everything else. So the kitchen items, because we give full kitchen packs out to families, all the bedroom. So we've set our, we've got a little mezzanine area above the depot here, and that's got the whole, all the bedroom stuff in it. Beds Are Us give us brand new pillows. We take toys, so this is where people drop off, but we also do collect furniture. When people are, you know, downsizing or they're renewing their furniture, all I say is help us maintain the dignity to people. I say, you know, if you would give it to someone you loved and cared about, then that's something we would want to pass on to someone, because we want these families to feel loved and cared about. And we don't want to give them items that they're going to go, oh, this will do for now, but we're going to have to find the funds to replace it because it's actually pretty rotten or it doesn't work or it's ripped and stained. So, yeah, I'm pretty tough on that one, the dignity. But I think people get that message and they really like it. So they can come into our depot and see us in action, which is pretty cool. And we have our own vans, you know, we're around Auckland and we've got a van, and we have, we use a local trucking guy, actually Gavin, who did the shout out for us on radio. So he
Go Gavin.
So
you deliver as well. Do you set up as, do you help set up if they want? Isn't that something?
So in the right circumstances. So if a family hasn't moved into a home and it's the right, and they feel comfortable with us coming in, my team of volunteers and I, we will go in. The social worker will meet us at the house, unlock the door, and within 2 hours, we set the house up like a show home. And then the family come in and we hand them over their house. So there's so many tears every day at Woven Earth, I would say, happy tears. And it's quite contagious because you see it's such immediate impact. You see all this stuff coming in, we're packing and we're getting it all ready. And then when we go and set a house up, that's what we do share on our social media. So I do encourage people, if they feel inspired to give to us or want to see more, check out our socials on Instagram and Facebook, because that's where we'll show before and afters of some of the homes, and you can see what we're doing for families. So it's more than just a few things. So about 60% of what we give is excellent condition secondhand. The rest, 40%, is brand new. So that's things like, we don't give out secondhand toasters and kettles. We don't give out secondhand pillows or duvet inners or mattress protectors. So it's those, or towels, they're brand new as well. It's those personal items that you wouldn't want to be given secondhand yourself that's going to raise the dignity for families and be something brand new for them to have and begin
with. I just love the fact that you keep coming back to that word, dignity, and I just think it's one of the most important things that we need to celebrate in people. And something you mentioned earlier, you know, you want to be able to give something to someone that you yourself would be happy to receive. And did I read on your website, you're doing about, is it four homes a week? Give us a sense of the scale.
Yeah. So when, well, like, so 5 years this week that we've been going, and today house number 690 went out. So it's pretty
amazing.
So that's coming about 3,000 lives that we've changed. And we still hear from people now that we've helped and they've gone on to go back into work or gone back to their studies. You know, that's where I guess hand on heart, because we gather the feedback from families and agencies, we definitely are changing people's lives with this critical gap, and filling it is so important to get people back on their feet.
How did you start, if you don't mind me asking, it's a twofold question for me. What was the catalyst and why Woven Earth? if you don't mind.
No, not at all. And I'm really publicly, I do share this publicly. I, sadly, myself and my two children have experienced family violence. And so through the journey, which was absolutely horrific, you know, the violence was one thing, but the systems abuse and what I was confronted with on the other side of speaking out and fleeing was a whole nother reality. And I, every time somebody noticed us and gave us items that were really respectful and important to us, and they noticed who we were, that mattered. You know, every time someone did something, an act of kindness, it just got us through, or me through, that next little bit. And so, unfortunately, part of the journey saw us on a women's refuge in Australia. And it was on the women's refuge that I just created this mind map of all the things that kept me going, all the gratitudes I had, and thinking one day I'll get through this. I don't know how, but one day. And at the center of that mind map, I wrote the words Woven Earth. So it's about the weaving of kindness and people and community to make it possible to be part of the world again, the earth. And all those, you know, in my logo, all those golden dots are all the acts of kindness. And, you know, I was faced with going to and sitting in front of Work and Income Worker asking for help to furnish a house, who told me to go and gather used tea towels from friends, and that's how I should start to furnish a house, and go around secondhand shops and get three quotes for beds, but don't go to brand new shops and get beds. And then they'd see what they could do, but they wouldn't pay for the transport. So every layer was so difficult. And then my sister did a shout out to her friends, and, you know, it took a long time to furnish a house. So I used to tell the kids we were posh camping, sitting on the floor. That's not really that fun. And it just makes you feel more worthless. And I always say to people, you know, when you leave, you think that you're doing the best thing for yourself and your children, and you definitely are, but the journey to get yourself back on your feet is so long and so hard. So Woven Earth is about just pulling a community of people together, because not everybody has a community around them, but pulling that community together to do this for people, to change the reality of what's on the other side of speaking out.
Well, as you said, over 3,000 people who have changed. I mean, you never want to go through these horrific experiences like you just quickly shared yourself, but it's remarkable too how people like you, Karen, build from that. Again, you don't want to be having it, but having been through it, to go, actually, how do I improve my life and my family's? And then how do I give? I suppose it's that weaving that you talk about that also provides a wonderful strength. Look, it's just so inspiring. So, I mean, obviously you're Auckland-based at the moment. Listeners are from all around New Zealand, but so some could get inspiration. But in terms of people wanting to help or support, be it money or donations or volunteering, how do they best get in touch with you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, that's what is that's what keeps Woven Earth going, is this community of support. So the more I can grow the community, the more homes we can do, the more lives we can change. That's the reality. So 100% of anyone who donates money to us, 100% of their money, I'm a real stickler for this one, goes into buying items for families, not into the admin side of a warehouse or other things. That's where I go for grants and funding for. So on our website, you can sign up to become a regular donor. And we have a newsletter that every month, newsletter community where I share a bit more in-depth stuff about what's going on at Woven Earth and items that we're needing. So you can sign up for that on our website. Or if you are in Auckland and you do want to, you are repurposing, refreshing your furniture or you're downsizing or whatever it may be, and you have some beautiful things to give, we would love to hear from you. And you can do that through our website. You go to donate items and you can just upload photos of what you have, and we can chat with you from there and scheduling collection of big items, or invite you to bring them to our depot in Silverdale.
We'll get Gavin in that van to come round.
Yeah, so that's right.
So the website is wovenearth.org.nz.
Correct.
And obviously people can search the likes of Instagram and Facebook to find the relevant page. And just before we came on air, you were saying there's a promotion on at the moment, for want of a better phrase. Look, you explain it. You understand it better than I do.
So we're really fortunate that someone has nominated Woven Earth to be in the running for the Westfield Local Hero Award for the Albany Westfield Local Hero. So the voting started yesterday. It runs to the 9th of September, and it's pretty simple. There's three charities up for this nomination, and the more votes the charity gets, whoever wins receives $20,000. So for us, the more votes we get, if we won, $20,000 will go directly into helping us to buy items to furnish bedrooms in these homes for mums predominantly, but we also do help dads and children, and that's what it will go towards.
Well, there's an encouragement for people out that way, if people in the rest of the country want to come for an extremely long drive, they're very welcome to.
And the voting link, I should say, is on our social media and on our website. So please, if you visit us on those, you'll see all the links of how to do it. But it does take a community movement to be able to change things in this world. And I always thought, you know, shame on me if I did nothing, knowing that there's a gap there, then I have got something to be shamed about. But if I turn it in my horrific experience into something beautiful and I can change this for other people, then that's something I can hang my hat on and go, actually, I didn't just sit back and complain about this, I changed something. So that's where
Karen,
I am.
You're seriously, I know I'm just a voice, but you're an inspiration for what you've been through and for the way you've just explained it. And look, thank you. As you say, almost 700 people over 5 years. So can I encourage listeners, jump onto the website, go on to Woven Earth's social media. If this is something which touches your heart, get involved. And Karen, look, thanks to you, and thank you to all the team at Woven Earth for what you're doing.
Thank you very much for this time. I really appreciate it.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.